didn't vote for this, majority of conservative voters want net zero plan halted. By Peter Cattell on August 2, 2022. Despite sycophantic support from the party elites, recent polling has found that the majority of conservative party voters want the government's net zero agenda halted. The conservative party base has had enough of their party's sycophantic support for climate crazy policies, with recent polling suggesting that a significant majority of individuals who vote for the party want the government's current net zero regime halted. Having been a constant idol during the rule of Prime Minister Boris Johnson, candidates to succeed the recently ousted leader have been almost exclusively enthusiastic about continuing the party's climate push, with both of the final options for PM, former CCP darling Rishi Sunak and former Lib Dem politician Liz Truss, openly saying that they backed the country's relentless drive towards net zero. However, according to a report by The Telegraph, the majority of Conservative Party voters are nowhere near as enthusiastic as the party elite, with nearly 60% of the party's voters saying they want the plan frozen. What's more, the publication claims that, according to the YouGov poll investigating the matter, this number rises to 70% when don't knows are excluded. Net zero policy is a luxury we cannot afford and should no longer be looked at in isolation as a mere virtue signal without assessing the costs and benefits. If indeed there are any benefits, Lois Perry of CAR 26, the organization that commissioned the polling, reportedly told The Telegraph. Net zero needs to be considered in light of security and energy independence, the representative continued. How much safer and cheaper would our energy be now if we had not stopped fracking years ago? The polling found, The Telegraph notes, that across all voters regardless of political affiliation, some 52% favored a net zero pause. Despite the move being popular both generally and amongst the party's voter base, the sentiment seems to be provoking very little change amongst the party's leadership, with both of the candidates vying for the opportunity to lead the party openly backing the climate-crazy agenda during earlier debates. Underlining the London view on the priorities of voters, top member of the Green establishment Ben Goldsmith called CAR 26's Lois Perry, who commissioned the research, a lunatic. This trend does not appear like it will change anytime soon, with the frontrunner in the current race, Liz Truss, outright ignoring the issue of the government's climate crazy agenda in a recent opinion piece she penned that was published by The Telegraph on Monday. Another topic conveniently left out of the article was that of immigration, a topic on which both Truss and Sunak have been particularly weak on. While both have been keen to show support for regimes to remove illegal boat migrants from Britain, none of which appear to have yet worked, both have been very quiet on the issue of legal immigration, with the Johnson administration letting in record levels of legal migrants during his tenure. What's more, Truss has even promised to bring even more migrants to pick fruit in Britain, promising the public that she would allow the use of thousands of foreign workers on local farms. Truss seems to be insisting that the influx would be a short-term expansion, though the exact details of the plan remain cloudy. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.